T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good Friday morning to one and all. Taz to the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Pete and Mike across the way, Bogish with your updates. We take it right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific. Good morning, Taz. How you doing, bro?
Good, Moose. Good. Looking forward to a powerful, packed Friday episode of Taz and the Moose. We got a special guest on later on also.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. Be joined by Reed Forsgrave, CBS Sports NBA analyst, will join us top of the 8 o'clock hour. So look forward to that. As you know, yesterday was a lot of NBA trade deadline conversation, Taz, and we had a number of deals that came and went as the deadline came and went, right around 3 o'clock Eastern time. We're at 3 o'clock Eastern time yesterday afternoon, and brings up a lot of interesting conversation. First and foremost, the biggest chip of all remains down in New Orleans with the Pelicans, and that is Anthony Davis. So I think the big winner, if you ask me, the biggest winner of all of NBA trade deadline day is the Boston Celtics.
Because they're going to get Anthony Davis in July?
Well, not that they're definitely going to get him, Taz, but they're still in the conversation.
Right.
Right, because it was Danny Ainge who yesterday said he has got a good relationship with the Pelicans front office. You know, wouldn't really tell you which players were on the table, obviously, and reportedly. I mean, we'll see if exactly Jason Tatum is available, but the Boston Celtics did convince the New Orleans Pelicans. Listen, the Lakers deal will be there. It'll be there come July. Wait for us. I understand that he doesn't want to sign with us long term. That could all change over the course of time as well. But the Knicks didn't have the package to go get Anthony Davis. The Milwaukee Bucks didn't have the package to go get Anthony Davis. The Clippers didn't have the package. I mean, the Lakers were pretty close to having the package, but as we both talked about yesterday, we both feel like the Pelicans did play the Lakers in order to create a little bit of discord after the tampering by LeBron James talking openly about wanting to play with Anthony Davis, and we know Rich Paul represents both individuals, the Boston Celtics are breathing a sigh of relief because they wake up this morning and they're still in the game for the player that Danny Ainge has basically been craving for the past couple of years.
Yeah, no, it's definitely great. If you're a Celtics fan, you got to be a happy camper right now because you know there's an awesome shot you're going to have AD on your team come summertime. And I got to tell you, my gut tells me that's going to happen. And the guy I keep thinking about from a lesser degree is Anthony Davis's dad. Because remember, he tweeted that, he said it somewhere. He said that, I'm paraphrasing, my kid's not going to play for Boston. Anthony's not going to play for Boston, whatever he said. And I'm thinking, wow, this guy's got to feel like either his son asked him to do that.
Right.
Or as a dad, he's got to be a little bit like, let me go back in the house and mind my business.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope that the relationship is good enough that he's providing some cover for his son.
I would think.
You would think that he's just not just going rogue and doing it on his own and making those kind of comments. So, you know, the Celtics, I think, even though, you know, and they've, we'll get to the Celtic-Laker game up in B-Town last night, which was a good one, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. The Celtics certainly breathed a sigh of relief. I thought the biggest loser of the day was Lonzo Ball because his father is back out there, Taz.
I was thinking the same thing yesterday, man.
And LeVar Ball, who's doing, you know, ESPN. He's doing, I believe it was Fox Sports. LeVar Ball, once again, is now out there, and he's critical of the Lakers organization for his son, who has clearly not lived up to the billing that many expect him to be as a player in the NBA coming out of UCLA. This kind of transcendent type of point guard has not played to that kind of level, that kind of capability. I don't know if he was ever going to be able to play that kind of level. But still, I mean, LeVar Ball now coming out being as vocal as he has been, and I understand he's a very protective father, whether you look at, you know, LiAngelo, LaMelo, or Lonzo. But the fact is, Taz, the last thing you need to see if you're Lonzo Ball is your dad being as out front and in your face as he once again is.
And this is a situation, my man, of where the Ball family, either the dad or the kid, whatever, they put the cart ahead of the horse. They assumed that this was a foregone conclusion, that all these guys, these young players from the Lakers are going to be gone, and LeBron was orchestrated this, and here comes Anthony Davis. That didn't happen. So they put the cart ahead of the horse, LaVar Ball going out there, chirping again. We haven't heard him, to your point, for a long time. He was silenced. I don't know if he was silenced by Magic Johnson, by LeBron James. I don't think it was LeBron James, because LaVar's still saying his son Lonzo is better than LeBron. I don't know if you saw that yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
He's still saying that.
I know.
It's like, it's out of control.
It doesn't stop.
So it doesn't.
And there's no sense of reality whatsoever.
He didn't play yesterday either.
No,
I watched the game against the Celtics. It was, you know, he didn't play Lonzo.
Well, but it does come a point where, like, you bring up Anthony, and we talk about Anthony Davis's father. At least he's saying where, you know, he doesn't, you know, he does not want his son to go to Boston because he doesn't feel like they... You know, he feels loyalty is a big time thing in his life. He didn't think the Celtics were loyal to Isaiah Thomas. You know, whatever you feel, that's the way that man feels, right?
He's
you
entitled.
Look at right. You look at LaVar Ball. LaVar Ball spews nonsense, and people buy in.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to see Taz because he's not doing his son any kind of favors whatsoever. Listen, I get it. You know, you raised a great kid. He's a great athlete. He's in the NBA. His family should be celebrating. But at some point in time, and you have a son in college,
yeah.
Right? I've got three little boys. They're far away, and I never want to think about my kids leaving the house, but they're eventually going to leave the home.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
But at some point in time, you've got to let them be them.
And that's when it's tough.
Yes.
I can tell you from experience.
I understand
that's when it's tough. But you, to your point, you do have to. And you have, like you said, kids that are younger, and you get that now, and I'm sure you'll continue to get that. But it does get tough. But you're right. You gotta let go, and that has nothing to do with sports. That's just in general. You know, you do. It's tough to do. You still want to oversee them. Listen, I always say to people, look, my son's 19, right? I've never been the father of a 19-year-old. I've been the father of an 18-year-old. I have
right.
a good take on that.
Yeah.
Not a 19-year-old.
No.
Give me a few months. I'll let you know how it is to be a father of a 19-year-old.
Gotcha.
Every year,
yeah.
I feel like you learn. You know, and that's why, like with you, we have one kid. You have. Three. So you know, with your younger guys, it'll be a little easier. But your first guy, yeah, you guys, you know, you're going to figure out, you got to let him, once he gets older, let him go out and do his thing. And it's tough because you're going to see them making mistakes or whatever, and you want to stop them. But I don't think that's the case with LaVar Ball. The problem with that guy, he just wants the spotlight from his kids. That's what I think.
But he
makes it worse for his kid.
Well, okay, but let me ask you this. He was so quiet for so long now. Especially after they acquired
right.
LeBron James,
right.
right? How many times we have conversations, you know, just sporadically, maybe on two or three occasions, being like, where the hell did LaVar Ball go?
Right.
I mean, Jones. Yeah, he was nowhere.
Right.
I mean, like, kind of disappeared.
I think they hushed him, bro.
Well,
that's why. I think they told him.
I mean, they probably, but then why step out now?
Sorry,
try to orchestrate
right.
where you want your son to go. Listen, Taz, if your son's a star, he's going to be a star wherever he is. If he's going to be a great player, he's going to be a great player wherever he is. It doesn't have to necessarily be with the Phoenix Suns now or still with the Los Angeles Lakers, or I get you don't want to play down in New Orleans with the Pelicans, but why don't you have the mindset of my son's, instead of having the mindset of the temper tantrum, you know, kid in his early 20s or, you know, a teenager, why not just be the kid to be the, you know, the star basketball player and be like, you know what, wherever I go, I'm going to make that organization better. That's where it gets frustrating when you listen to LaVar Ball, where you start to think that he's trying to sell you nonsense about what his son is and what he is not.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And it's been going on for several years now. And the thing is, you're right. He was quiet. I do think they hushed him. Somebody hushed him. I don't know if it was his son, Lonzo. I don't know if it was Magic. I don't think it was LeBron, because it seems like I don't know if he gets along with LeBron or not. I don't think he's going to listen to LeBron. I don't know who it was. Somebody hushed him. But now he come out. Like I said earlier, I think LaVar came back out chirping again because he was probably embarrassed and pissed off because he felt like his son was one of these guys, along with Kyle Kuzma and Ingram and all these other young guys that were going to be fixing to be, you know, sent away to get Anthony Davis. And I think he felt like disrespected for his son, LaVar. You got to shut up. You can't say nothing. You got to be quiet, because look what happened. Your son's still on the Lakers.
He's still on the Lakers. Hasn't been traded yet.
Hold on. I think we just talked about this last. Wasn't he ripping Luke Walton too? Said he's a horrible coach. He's a loser. He makes my son feel like a loser. He did say this.
Ball. He was critical of Luke Walton. He was critical of Magic. I mean, he's been critical of that Lakers organization, which is, if you're Alonzo Ball, you're saying, wait a whole lot of second. Number one is, you're making my job a lot more difficult here as I step into the building. You are. And they could say, well, it's just his crazy father doing some, you know, outrageous things, trying to grab headline stats, but he's not doing his son any favors. He's actually making his job a lot more difficult. And it's easy to say, my son's this, my son's that. Let your son be who he is. As we discussed, a number of times when he was going into the NBA, and when he got, when he got picked by the Lakers, and it was the frustrating angle of what exactly is Lonzo Ball going to be as a Los Angeles Lakers. So we've had a LeVar Ball sighting after all of the nonsense between the Pelicans and the Lakers and Anthony Davis not getting dealt and who's on the table, who's not on the table for Los Angeles. And then you get some deals that actually go down yesterday, Taz.
Well,
and you look at the trades that do go down, and a lot of the Eastern Conference teams have put themselves all in, right?
Yeah.
The Toronto Raptors improved themselves by getting Marc Gasol, right?
Yeah.
The Philadelphia 76ers, as you discussed with Bogus on Wednesday when I was out, they acquired Tobias Harris. Now they have their big four down in Philadelphia. You look at the Milwaukee Bucks. They went out there and added Mirotić from the New Orleans Pelicans. So the Milwaukee Bucks have improved themselves. You look at the teams in the Eastern Conference that have put the chips in the middle of the table to try and improve themselves to get to the NBA Finals, Taz. And I think it's a wide-open East and a very, very competitive Eastern Conference.
I completely agree, and it's nice to see. It's nice to see there's some balance now. You know, it was just the West, Golden State, all these other teams. It's nice to see this now. And you know, watching Boston play last night against the Lakers at home, I know they lost, but, you know, as we know, they got some great, great players on that, young players on that Boston team. So 76ers, as we said, the big four, and then you throw Redick in there as a starter too. Those five guys are going to be legit. And with these moves that are being made, yesterday, you're right, man. It's definitely the East is getting more fat, which is nice. By the way, Sider, you know what I was happy for yesterday? Because it's a fresh coat of paint for this kid, and that's false, okay, that he got dealt to the Magic. I think that's good. I think he needs that, dude.
I do. I don't know if all of a sudden he's going to find a way to shoot the basketball, but he needed out of Philadelphia.
I think it's just getting out of that media market, getting out of that really that hyper-fast feel in Philadelphia and the way the Sixers are this year. I think he's better off with a team like Orlando that's not in the top of the heap by any stretch. There's less pressure on him. Let him get his sea legs under him. I think it's a good thing for this kid. I do.
Well, I think that, and there were so many issues between he and the 76er organization and a lot of distrust about how things were handled. And certainly they thought he was a little bit maybe of a head case, a drama queen. Taz, it just was not going to work out long term. So, I mean, the Sixers get a Jonathan Simmons from Orlando, a first round pick, and a second round selection in that deal from the Orlando Magic. I think it works out all the way around. I agree with you. I think for Markelle Fultz, hopefully he's able to find it once again, because if he doesn't, Taz, he's going to go down there with Greg Oden as one of the great first round, number one overall picks that turn out to be a huge bust, one of the big busts in NBA draft history, because of, especially with the guys that are drafted behind him, because we know how special of a player Jason Tatum with the Boston Celtics is.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I hope it works out for Fultz. I mean, you don't want to see anybody become a bust. It's tough. He's a young guy, you know. It's tough on him mentally. So I think it's good being down there with Mickey Mouse. It's good there with the Orlando, you know.
Who doesn't want to play down in at Disney with
perfect.
Mickey?
No stress.
No stress whatsoever, right? Especially with an organization. You're out of Philadelphia. You don't have the headaches. You don't have people looking at where your shoulder is, where the rehab is going, why aren't you on the court? It's a positive all the way around for Markelle Fultz. But good for him. And good for Philadelphia to get rid of the distraction of Markelle Fultz. If I asked you right now, of the big four teams in the East, Raptors, Celtics, Bucks.
Easy answer.
And 76ers.
What's
I understand you're a pseudo 76er fan. I get that. But if I asked you, if I asked you of those four teams, who do you think improved themselves the most? Now, the Celtics really didn't do all that much, but of the other three teams, who improved themselves the most?
To me, I mean, it's a layup. I mean, it's definitely the 76ers. I mean, really, yes, it's definitely the 76ers with the big four, as we're calling them now, Joel Embiid, Simmons, Jimmy Butler, and now Tobias Harris in there. Yeah, no, adding Harris in there, you get a guy who's going to shoot. He's a hell of a shooter. He's gonna get you threes. He's gonna do everything you need to do out there shooting. He's great. And then he's gonna. I think JJ Redick fits in that mix perfectly. You know that he's a stalwart, a veteran on that in the league and on that team. Dude. I think Tobias Harris going to 76ers. The 76ers got a ton better. And beware right now this year. The 76ers easy. Later.
Now the concern I have about.
And what about you? What's your answer?
My answer is 76ers. I think it's Toronto.
Wow.
Whoa. I think it's Toronto.
Whoa.
Why I think it's Toronto? Because I, first and foremost, I think Gasol, I know he's 34 years of age.
It's legit, though.
But Gasol, I think, is an upgrade. Just put away from the points per game in terms of his ability to pass as a big man. You look at his rebounds. You look at his points per game as well. I think the Toronto Raptors got markedly better with the acquisition of Marc Gasol from the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm not telling you that Philadelphia's big four is not impressive. The concern I have, Ben Simmons can't shoot. Jimmy Butler can be a tumultuous personality.
He's been good lately, though. He hasn't bothered him.
No, you're right about that. Tobias Harris was averaging 20 points a game with the Los Angeles Clippers. Now you throw him in the East. And I love that acquisition.
Yeah.
But Kawhi Leonard and Gasol as being my two big running men
could be deadly
up there in Toronto. Yeah. And you look at the Raptors, who are trying to undo years of frustration up there in Toronto of great regular seasons and playoff failures. I like the acquisition of Marc Gasol from Memphis by the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, you can't throw a flag on that. Mike, what do you think? You're a savant.
I love Toronto's move yesterday.
All right.
I think they are built for the postseason, and I think they can actually give Golden State a real serious headache.
And the man with the giant headset, Pete the Body?
I agree with Mike. I think Toronto is the team now that could make the run. Okay. So I'll go with Toronto.
Sorry, Taz. See,
thank you.
Here's the thing. If we'd be getting all kinds of dings if it was Philadelphia. You know that's true.
I'm just going to lay out.
I think it's number five on there for you.
I'm not going to say it. Hey, Mike, you know what?
Shut up! So, want to hear from 12, you. Who 12. Do you think improved themselves the most? Big winners and losers from the NBA trade deadline day. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And which team in the East you want to saddle up with the rest of the way? Toronto, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Boston. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. And a former Celtic enacted a little revenge last night in Beantown. We'll get to that next. It's Taz and Moose with you on a Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Just don't want to get aggravated today because I got a little aggravated yesterday off air, and I don't want to get aggravated again. But you are better when you're aggravated than me. When I get aggravated, it's like, you're more professional when you're aggravated.
Yes.
And you are. People know when you're aggravated. They know you're pissed off, and I respect that people know that when you're angry. I go, and I'm not bragging. I'm disappointed. I go another level, and I look like a fool.
Well, no, I would say that. It's sometimes it's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. Kind of, I guess. Just keep going. Wait, hold a sec. Wait. No. You're saying at me? You're taking a shot now? Why are you taking a shot at me?
I'm joking.
On the same page.
I'm not taking a shot at you. I'm joking around with you.
No, because I'm getting angry about the same stuff over and over again.
No, you get revved up quick.
I know.
It doesn't take much.
But then it goes away.
Whereas Moose's
anger stays for weeks, if not months.
But that's true.
Bogus nailed that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So that's
you're able to easily transition. Yeah, to the point where I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, I know.
Is it a transition, or you just forget that you're angry?
Right. I don't know. I'm like, wait, I transition. I remember just having a conversation about that, and then the attitude is completely changed.
What happens is,
and then all the
Meanwhile,
I'm fuming inside, like Boger says.
You do. Yeah. But no. And to answer your question, Andrew Bogish. Mm. Okay, I don't forget. I transition, like Moose said.
Okay.
I don't forget though. I log it all in my medulla back here. So I log it all, and I know where it is, and I always will remember when someone pissed me off. And a lot of people here have pissed me off, and they're still pissing me off. No, a lot of guys that aren't in this room or in that, behind that glass. Mm-hmm.
And in our back office.
Yeah, all of you here have pissed me off. Yeah. Yeah. But even in the back newsroom have pissed
Nightstick
me off.
Nightstick Jones,
a lot.
Right.
Okay? So I understand, Moose. You do hold on to it. I move on. But when I move on, it's more of a facade. I don't really move on.
Oh, I got you.
It's a work.
I'm not good with that.
Yeah, I'm maybe a big BS artist. That's me. Goon Jones.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. We'll get to your calls here on the NBA trade deadline momentarily. Bogus is in the house. What's up, Drew?
Guys, that trade deadline hit at 3 Eastern yesterday afternoon, and then there were games to play. The Grizzlies immediately on the floor after dealing franchise cornerstone Marc Gasol to Toronto. Mike Conley left behind.
You ready?
Yeah, hold on. We'll do that again.
What happened? You think you kind of figured it out. You ready for it. But when it happens, you know, it's a completely different locker room. It's a completely different feel. You know, you get out there to play, and you're bringing the guys in the huddle, and there's no Mark.
Conley and the Grizz were 1-7.
What's that behind them? Did you hear that noise?
I didn't hear anything for a while.
Like a whip.
You think you kind of figured it out. You ready for it. But when it happens, you know, it's a completely different locker room. It's a completely different feel. You know, you get out there to play, and you're bringing the guys in the huddle, and there's no Mark.
Locker? What do you think? They're in high school? They're using metal lockers that close?
Snapping towels?
What is this, middle school?
A chair?
What's your combination?
Chairman. It's a pro athletes.
Yeah.
They don't have the metal lockers you had in high school, Andrew, in the hallway, where people were stuffing you.
You're always focused on what's going on in the background.
I know. I know.
It's amazing.
Why
every
is that?
Sound yeah. bite that Boga, every day, it's true. What was that in the background? Yeah. Was he eating popcorn?
The guy's pouring his heart out.
Play that again.
His best friend's gone.
Right. You're so distracted about what's going on in the background. Is that a reporter tripping?
Hidden door Jones. Backdoor Jones.
Is there a rhino in there?
Who's that?
Bro, I've never realized
that. Was that a jaguar in the background?
I never realized I do that, but you're right. I don't even pay attention to what they're saying. I'm just listening to the background.
I'm playing audio from like the AFC Championship game. You're like, what is that in the background?
The Romo sneeze?
Right, the guy's like weeping on the air. What is that? Did that guy just fart?
This is why Mike will tell you something that leaves your head, because you're not hearing Mike's voice.
No.
You're hearing like three stalls down conversation.
Right. Next door in the building.
Right. Right. You're listening to Recco in the newsroom playing Rutgers song. You're like, who's that, Jerry?
Yeah.
Is that the starting? Is that the freshman forward from Jersey? Bisegla is like, what are you talking about?
We're just listening to LeBron.
Jerry's play-by-play man.
Oh, God. That's very funny. I do that. I don't even realize.
Oh my God.
Jeez, I gotta stop.
Man.
So back to that Gasol trade. He goes to the Raptors. Going to Memphis, Jonas Valanciunas, C.J. Miles, DeLon Wright, and a future second-round pick. The Raptors, 119-101 winners in Atlanta last night, behind a career-high 33 from Pascal Siakam. The Lakers stun the Celtics in Boston at the buzzer. Rajon Rondo, the game-winner against his former team, 129-128, final score. The Clippers lost in Indy, 116-92. The Magic outscored the T-Wolves, 122-112. And the Blazers held off the Spurs.
Dame front court, sees an opening, drives on Bellinelli. Now his pass tipped, but against the McCollum, a right corner three. Yes! Time out, San Antonio!
Any questions, Taz? About background noise? Pick anything up there?
See, now I'm just focused on the A roll, not the B roll.
And that was the time I wanted you to hear something in the background.
Inside terms.
Brian Wheeler, Blazers Radio, CJ McCollum, 30 points on 7 threes in the 127-118 final. The Spurs
on a three-game slide. Now back on the trade front, Anthony Davis, still a Pelican, and he returns to their lineup tonight against Minnesota. The Bucks added forward Nico Mirotic in a three-way with New Orleans and Detroit, and the Sixers unloaded Markelle Fultz on the Magic for forward Jonathan Simmons and a first-round pick. There was also the All-Star Draft last night, LeBron using the first pick overall on Kevin Durant. Giannis then went with Steph Curry. LeBron's squad also includes Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook, Joel Embiid, Paul George, Jokic, among those on Team Giannis. College Hoops number four, Gonzaga. No, he got traded. Jokic is on Team Giannis in the All-Star game.
Oh, gotcha.
Number four, Gonzaga.
Oh, the All-Star draft.
Yes. Fantasy draft.
That's the...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, what a waste of time.
It's slightly entertaining, but it is a waste of time. It is. I don't think the players should be picking. I think have former players pick it or do some kind of a contest, let fans pick the teams.
Yeah, because it worked out when Dion and Michael were picking teams for the Pro Bowl.
I forgot about that.
And they'll run around.
The Pro Bowl sucks.
I agree with you. It is what it is. It's whether LeBron's picking the team and you're Giannis, whoever's picking it, it doesn't matter. It's not real NBA basketball. It's a celebration of the sport. They want
Giannis
to do this.
Them good, though, yesterday.
Yeah. LeBron picking Durant, it was a nice zing.
Well, it was Russ Westbrook. He wanted to make a trade because Simmons, what's his name? LeBron wanted Simmons, and he had Russ Westbrook. And then he wanted to make a trade because Simmons is his guy, LeBron, blah, blah, blah. And then there's something. We have the sound on this thing or not? Don't we have sound on this? I guess we don't. I guess maybe next show.
Well, I'll have it.
I guess
save it for
we'll
9.
I guess we'll do it we'll do it at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little later on.
Oh, I didn't know we were getting into that. I'm following the quarterback. I'm just a little fullback in the corner.
No. I just made one statement. I just said it's a waste of time.
All right.
Back to me. Kyler Murray.
Take it away, Bogus.
I'm done.
I could care less about the NBA draft line, NBA lottery, all-star lottery.
I want the people to hear that line.
Here's
later.
The Giannis thing.
Are you going to play
LeBron?
Now?
Here you go. Take it
with
away.
With my first pick in the second round, I'm going with Anthony Davis.
You sure you want him to be your teammate?
I'm very sure of that.
Isn't that tempering?
No. Shots fired, and you're up.
Give me the Dion Lamb.
I hate shots fired. I hate that shots fired line. Oh my God!
Isn't that tampering?
I know, but that was good. It was funny. That's fun, there, dude. That's fun.
I mean, it's so forced.
I'll
tell you, Anthony Davis.
Got a good sense of humor.
Go ahead.
Wait, can I just point out, though, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but so you pick the other four starters first, and that's the first round, and then you pick your bench, which is eight more guys all in the second round. Like, instead of going, so I think it's so that no one's like the 13th round pick, which is, again, ridiculous. They all are babies.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Yeah.
But
I don't want to be.
They're having fun with it. What are you going to do?
Well, I understand, but to play, I understand they're having fun with it. But here's the deal: they guys are so temperamental and so egotistical that no one can be the last pick. So you're all, or you can't be the last of the starting five picks. So you're all first round picks.
You know, I don't want to be the last pick.
Well, but there's clearly a line between
everyone gets a trophy.
Don't
you know this in this world?
Wait, hold on a second. We're not talking about we're talking about millionaire athletes.
They still get trophies.
We're talking about millionaire athletes. Guys that are making $27-30 million a year. No one can be the eighth pick overall.
Can't damage the
conference. I gotta be the second first round pick of Giannis.
My seventh second round. Pick.
Right.
Damage Nikola Jokic.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sure Russell Westbrook is crying in a corner that he got traded in a silly draft by LeBron James. He don't give a rat's ass.
Well, the interesting part of that trade is he's now with Joel Embiid and they don't like
each
other.
They don't even like each other.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Biseglia, eat it up with a spoon.
Oh, he loves it. He's just such a mock.
For an interesting fodder on the Sunday.
Yes, I'm sure. Take it away, Bogus.
Hey, thanks, guys. No, one more thing. Kyler Murray, one of 338 players invited to the NFL scouting combine later this month in Indy, the former Oklahoma QB and possible future baseball star, is expected to attend. Now
great.
Back to you.
Fantastic.
Right. Thank you.
I'm Andrew Bogus.
He did Radio Row last week and wouldn't make a commitment one way or the other. I like both sports. Want to play both?
Yeah, I want to do it all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's so close.
855-212-4227, your number to call. We asked you the question, who was the big winner, loser, NBA trade deadline day? Bucks, Raptors, 76ers, Celtics. Who are you taking coming out of the East? 855-212-4CBS is your number to call.
Yeah, let's go to Richmond, Virginia. Talk to Chris here. Listen, on 106.1 FM. Chris, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
How you doing, Chris? What's up?
Good. So I don't want Taz to be pissed off with me, so I'm going to go with the Philadelphia 76ers as well.
Don't succumb to the pressure. I mean, come on, Chris. You'll be more than welcome back on the show. Let's keep it real. Give an honest answer. Don't kiss my co-host rear end on a Friday morning, all right? Let's start the weekend off properly.
Chris, he's right.
We appreciate
honesty.
We appreciate honesty.
Yeah, I'm trying to be honest, man. Honest joke. So, my thing is, basically, they gave up Markelle Fultz, and they got Harris, and they got a future first-round pick from Orlando. And Orlando's always going to be a lotto team. So, I mean, they basically, you know. I mean,
well, it's Oklahoma City's right first-round pick, so it's not Orlando's pick.
Is it?
So, it's OKC's first-round pick.
Well, I guess I got to switch to the dark side then.
Stay with the Sixers.
Well, there were people in the NBA that were surprised that they even got a one, regardless of where it fell for Markelle Fultz, who is a lot of people believe is shot. So the idea of getting, a guy like Simmons, who starred in San Antonio, got overpaid by Orlando, got
Chris,
a four-year, $27 million deal. Think about that. I heard someone take you through the life of Jonathan Simmons, right? So think about Jonathan Simmons paid $150, right, for a D-League tryout, right? The developmental NBA, right? Went, tried out,
right.
Made a team, right? Got picked up by San Antonio, league minimum, right? Played well for San Antonio, hit free agency, got a four-year, $27 million deal from Orlando.
That's amazing. Amazing story, and it's amazing that the kid paid his dues like that, came up.
But
that's a really awesome story.
Isn't
that's
that
really
insane?
Cool. Very cool.
That's hitting the lotto.
Yeah, that
I
is.
I mean, you think about
wow,
that. That
really
is
something.
Hitting the lotto, where you make a developmental league team. From that, you get called up to San Antonio. You fit a role. You play well for the San Antonio Spurs, so well to the point that a team gives you a four-year, $27 million deal.
Good for Jonathan Simmons, man. That's really, really impressive. Let's go to Baltimore, Moose, and talk to Ken, who's listening on radio.com. Ken, what's up? You're on with Taz and Moose. How are you, sir?
Moose and Taz and Moose. Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's going on, bro?
Moose, no, I always call him, but Taz, you finally done grew on me, buddy. You're doing a great job.
Oh, man. I grew on you. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, because you had to follow Maggie. Moose know that.
I had to follow Maggie. All right. Maggie's great. Maggie was on Saturdays with Moose. I've been guest on his show a couple years ago. I love Maggie. She's awesome.
She used to come out all the time on the show.
But check this out. I'm going to say Toronto, because everybody in the East, I guess, basically trying to catch up to Boston, correct? So they had to make some moves, you think?
I mean, I think if you look at the Eastern Conference right now, I mean, Milwaukee's leading the way. I mean, the Boston Celtics haven't played up to the level that many people expected this year, Kenny. But I think people are setting themselves up for the postseason. What gives them the best opportunity to not only get through the East, but then face the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals?
Yeah, like Moose said earlier, Ken, you know, with the Raptors now, you know, getting Gasol, it's a big deal right there. So the guy's legit. So, sorry.
I'm a Celtic man, but I'm disappointed because Haywood is the weak link, and I think Brad Stevens, he's not coaching this type of talent. I think it's a little bit over his head. So I'm going to say that Toronto, with picking up Gasol, that's a hell of an anchor, man. He's a solid player. And Philly had to make some moves because of losing to the Celtics last year. They wanted to get better, so Oh, man, the East is going to be mean, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. And your Celtics are looking good, except last night. I got to tell you, Kyrie missed a lot of shots that could have closed that. They couldn't finish off the Lakers, but Kyrie had a little rough game. I don't know if you agree with that, Ken, last night, but he did.
Hey, Taz and Moose, give me about 20 seconds to say what you just said about what you just said. That's what I'm telling about Brad Stevens and coaching. There is 18 seconds left. Lakers are up by one. The coaching is we get the last shot, and they don't get no more shot. Yeah. So Kyrie scores the basket after only 2 seconds gone to put them ahead. That's bad coaching because the Lakers got the last shot. To me, that's bad coaching.
Yeah, you know, but I would say this. I mean, you talk about the game winner for Rondo. I mean, Ingram goes to the rim. It's knocked away or, you know, tries to do the reverse, gets bounced out, and Rondo basically right inside the three-point arc takes the jumper and hits it nothing but net. I mean, it's tough. I think it's easy to say, Taz, well, I want my guy to score as time expires.
Right. Well,
you want to score. You want to make sure you take the lead, too. Plus, here's the other scenario. You want to give yourself an opportunity, especially late game. Should you miss a shot, then you have an opportunity to be able to grab the rebound and be able to do something with it.
Yeah, and I agree.
Potentially.
But Moose, I'm just saying, like, that game, I mean, I think it was like an 18-point lead at one point the Celtics had. They couldn't finish. They let the Lakers back in the game. You know, they did. And Kyrie, so many shots he was taking. And the ball goes for him, obviously. And, you know, Tatum played really good, I thought. He had some clutch shots. Horford, too. I mean, but I got to say, Irving, I don't think he had one of his better games.
No, I don't think he played well.
Yeah.
That's a bad loss.
24 points, but it was a bad loss at home.
Well, that's a bad loss for Boston.
Yeah,
the Lakers coming in, we're talking about yesterday, the Lakers getting destroyed in
Indiana,
where they're getting taunted on Tuesday night. Then they go into Boston on Thursday night, a Celtic team that's trying to find themselves. And listen, Brad Stevens didn't go all of a sudden from one of the best coaches in the NBA to a guy that can't coach. So I think here's why I think the issue with Boston is, Taz, it's this, it's chemistry. I do think that's what Irving was talking about a couple weeks back when he called LeBron James looking for some advice in terms of leadership. You look at guys on this team, especially young players. First off, you throw Gordon Hayward back into the mix after the horrific injury that he had last year.
Right.
Right? They had a successful season a year ago where guys stepped up and had different roles. Now all of a sudden Hayward steps in. He was a high-priced free agent coming over from Utah. So then guys' roles that they were accustomed to a year ago and they had success, now they don't have the same type of role this year. That's an adjustment for everyone around, especially when you look at young players, Taz, where they say, well, we were successful doing it this way,
right,
and now we're struggling to find our way this way.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, some of those young guys yesterday for the Celtics, they did step up in clutch spots. I saw it. I watched it closely. Rozier played well. He had some clutch shots. Irving just didn't. And, you know, like I said earlier, obviously the ball goes through Kyrie Irving. We know that. Dude, he was just there. I don't want to blame him for losing that game, and I understand what Ken, our last call, was saying about the last couple seconds of the game and the way it was coached and whatnot. I get it. But you know me. I believe there are chunks of periods in any sport, in any game, where the game could be won and lost. And for the Celtics, those chunks were in the middle of that game where they could have really, literally,
I don't disagree with you.
They could have put the foot, as the cliche goes, on the throat of Los Angeles, and they couldn't and they didn't. And Kyrie was part of the problem.
No doubt. I don't disagree with any of that.
Yeah. So there we go. We're going to go to Milwaukee here. Mike's listening on 105.7 FM. Hey, Mike, you're on with Taz and Amuse. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
It has to be the Bucks. They didn't lose any chemistry. They got rid of a player that was sitting on the bench, and they made their three-point shooting a lot better.
Well, they did do that. You're right.
Yeah, it's all about the Bucks. The Bucks aren't getting enough national attention. They're the best team in the East right now, bar none.
No
head cases on the Bucks at all.
Well, that's true. You're right about that.
No, and they're a well-coached team. They're a fun team.
They're fun to watch.
Attitude that Giannis brings to the court night in and night out. He's a big-time leader. Yeah,
great player. He is.
How could you not look
Mike,
at,
we appreciate the court.
How could you not look at Milwaukee as being one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, or the best? They play the best right now through the first 53-54 games of the NBA regular season.
And that's why they're sitting at the top of the heap, and they're first place of the East. So, you know, Toronto's right behind them. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. Just beware of the team from the city of brotherly love. I'm telling you right now, my friend.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's downfilling.
Just beware. Nah, some people on this show have been downfilling.
Here's the one thing.
The guys who work here.
Here's the one thing that's refreshing about the East.
We're for Canadian
team. It's not LeBron's conference anymore.
That's the nice. Best thing. Isn't that so nice?
Well, it's great. It's
so
great
nice to
that
hear
it's
that.
Not LeBron, it's not. It's great that we're not just on a collision course to LeBron against the Golden State Warriors. That's great.
Yes.
So if you're a Milwaukee fan, a Boston fan, a Philly fan, a Toronto fan,
you wake up
on this Friday morning saying, I can go to the NBA Finals, when probably for the last 7-8 years you said, I've got no shot.
It's funny because that's what I said when I woke up this morning. I said, my team can go to the NBA. I actually said that to myself.
Right, as you were scrubbing up. Playing Anthony Davis, is it the right move for New Orleans? We'll get into that next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us the question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. At O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day.
You know, Moose, I'm trying to recover here from during the break. A part of my side of my head was slapped, bit, kicked by our producer, Mike. He bit my head off. Took a shot at me, ripped me personally in my face, got mad at me, yelled at me, got mean with me. Yeah. He picks on me.
Okay.
Because, you know, if he's, you know, any NBA talk and I say anything, he gets mad at me. And he got mad at me. And I'm insulted. Because I like Mike. And I don't think he likes me. And I say this all the time in the show. No one listens.
Well, that's not true.
I like you a lot.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Why'd you? Well, yeah. I don't know if you do.
I actually
do. I wish you did like me.
I do like you a lot, Tez.
Does he, Moose?
Yes, I think he does.
But when you come in here and start putting me down, I did get defensive.
I didn't put you down. Stop. Be so sensitive. I didn't put you down. Moose, I don't put anybody down here. You know that.
Well, he defended
himself. Good for him.
So defensive. There's no reason. I didn't put him down.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was involved.
I know, but I didn't put you down. We're men here.
Okay.
We have to be men. We have to be thick-skinned.
Okay. All right. Let's move down to New Orleans and talk about the Pelicans because they did not trade Anthony Davis at the trade deadline, as we discussed earlier on in the hour. And he is healthy, set, ready to go. And the Pelicans have made the decision, well, you're ready to go. You're going to play.
Right.
And now as Anthony Davis has made the demand public that he wants to get dealt and wasn't by the trade deadline, in all likelihood, he'll get traded this summer if New Orleans is smart and runs their organization properly. Now, is it the correct decision to play Anthony Davis here the rest of the way? And honestly, I think it's difficult, even though I'm sure they feel burned. I'm sure they're upset. I'm sure there are a lot of emotions that are running high. And he is certainly a valuable asset, Taz. I can understand why they've made the decision that Anthony Davis is going to play.
Yeah, me too, man. You just nailed it, bro. This is a tough thing for everybody involved on that team. I mean, for the organization, the players, for Anthony Davis. Oh, he's a great player. I mean, I think they're playing the Wolves tonight, I think, right? Timberwolves, right? So, yeah, you want him to be able to go. You want him to be mentally in there. You know, physically, he's the man. But you want to make sure he's dialed in and that he's all in. And it's kind of tough to feel like he's all in. If you share a locker room with this guy, or you're sweating on the court with this guy, or you're coaching this guy up, Anthony Davis, like, you kind of feel like, he had not one foot out the door, bro. He had a foot, a half a leg, part of his arm, and part of his head out the door. You know what I mean? That's how it felt, right? So now,
well, he wants out, right?
I know. I'm just saying, it's weird, you know?
Well, it's
just
a weird scenario. You can make the argument, well, you shouldn't play him because you need to trade him.
Right. Right.
I mean, and you should say,
God forbid he gets an injury.
And you could also say, like, well, you shouldn't play him because you want to lose basketball games.
Right.
You don't want to win. Right now, if you're New
Orleans. Well, you're in tank mode.
If you're New Orleans, you're going to be traded your most valuable asset next summer. You want to end up with the highest draft choice you can end up with. Why win basketball games? And why have the potential possibility of him getting hurt?
Right. Well,
Anthony Davis blows out his knee.
Oh, forget about it.
All of a sudden, his value goes downhill.
And the thing is, they might just want him, hey, you're earning those millions. Go out there and play.
The smart move for would be for him not to play.
On all levels.
That would be the smart move.
On all levels. Tank mode.
Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.